can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for September 20th, 2023, episode number 56.
Curry and the Keeper.
Oh, look at that. It's my queen. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. Fancy meeting you here.
What a surprise.
It's been a while.
It's so nice to see you. I love the playbook. Come on, we just meet here. Would you care to cheers me the first time in 18 years?
18.
Cheers. Cheers. All right. I've been ready for this drink with you for a long, long time, which we'll explain why in a moment. Now, this is something, I haven't even tested it yet.
No, and I just bought it today.
Yes. Now, did you just buy this off the rack? Like, oh, this will do?
I'm like, I like the label and the price point is good. And then I looked at the back. I looked at what you're going to read and what the,
and you thought that was good.
What the notes are.
All right. All right. Okay. Well, all right. Here we go. So let's have a taste here. This is a Pinot, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I think it needs to open up a little bit. Let's see what we're drinking, ladies and gentlemen. Bezel from the cake bread family.
Yes, and I remember cake bread wines.
Edna Valley, which sounds like it's California. Pinot Noir 2021. Let's see.
So it's a young grape.
Oh, my goodness. This is very small writing. We're all one. Oh, man.
You want me to read it?
No.
You're using your magnifier.
I literally need my light. From my phone. Here we go. Bezel from the cake bread family. Pinot Noir.
Cake bread?
Cake bread. It's new teeth. We are all wonderfully complex and multidimensional individuals. And when we bring our unique selves together with the company of friends and family, well, that's when the amazingness happens. Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
That's why at Bezel, we set out to create a glass that's as great as the people who come together to enjoy it. We took over 50 years of expertise in winemaking and cake bread cellars to new appellations to create complex, multidimensional wines that celebrate the individuality in us all with notes of...
Raspberry.
You already read this.
Cherry.
Yes. Black cherry, ripe plum, cedar, and baking spice.
Baking spice, like nutmeg?
No, like, baking soda. I caught the baking soda.
No, the baking soda wine. Mm. It's actually pretty good. One sip, and I'm already tipsy.
Well,
because I haven't been drinking.
All right, so everybody has to know that this is a big deal. Well, the last time you had a drink was
2 weeks ago on the show.
2 weeks ago, and you're not. Yeah, I mean, you're not having a drink. No, you are having a complete. Measured glass with exactly the right amount of drink.
4 ounces.
four ounces.
Yes. But before we talk about that.
4 ounces. That dribbles down my chin during the show. Four ounces.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Before that, I just want to stop for a moment and I want to wish my sister, Toni, a very happy birthday. Today's her birthday.
You're so sweet.
Yes. And she's 12 years younger than me. I won't say her age. And then my mom's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, so, goodness.
Yes. A lot of September babies.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Yes. And I'm a September baby. Yeah. I celebrated.
I know. And my sister Angie was a September baby as well.
Oh, goodness. What happened to you?
I'm a hot summer baby. That's what I happen
yes,
to
you
me.
Are, baby. Yeah. I'm so happy to do the show again. We have so many things to catch up on.
I know. And do you want to go in? What order do you want
to
go in?
Well, the first thing I'd like to do is there's a couple people who've been very distressed, extremely distressed over the fact that we skipped our first show in 55, now 56 episodes. We skipped a show.
Yes.
There was trouble in Vineyard Nation.
Daddy, what's wrong?
One second, baby. I got to make a phone call. One second.
Rothfo!
Hey, Brian.
You okay, man?
No, I'm not okay. Can we talk?
Sorry, it's really hard to hear you. I'm partying with all the dames right now.
Yeah, it's really loud. I need to talk to you.
You sound distraught.
It's horrible.
Sorry, ladies.
It's horrible.
I gotta step outside for a business call.
Brian, it's missing.
What's up, bud?
It's missing. I can't find it anywhere. It's been almost a week. I don't know where it is.
What's wrong?
There's no show.
Why is your voice so trembly?
I can't find it.
Is it because of what they did?
Yes. There was no Curry in the Keeper last week.
They canceled my show last week.
Yeah, oh, here you go.
Your show?
Yeah, my show.
What?
Can you believe
just
it?
To me.
How rude. It's on Wednesdays where everyone can't wait to hear my amazing wit then.
He messed up that line.
You can't do this to the podcasting community, to my adoring fans. This is a violation of civil rights, and I'm going to call Al Sharpton.
Ryan, just shut up and listen to me for a second. I waited until 3 a.m. last Wednesday, waiting for the new episode to drop. Can't eat. I can't sleep. I don't want to do anything.
You what, TJ? What is it? Hell with it, man.
I can't even remember to keep the lid down.
What? No, TJ. Just no.
I don't know what else to do.
Be nasty.
Everything is meaningless.
You know what? I know what to do. Okay. Go on strike. No more show content until they drop a new episode.
Okay.
If this ever happens again, we all leave the seat up. And then they can live in this cruel world that they created. Seats up everywhere. People will be alone without me. I mean us.
Gracious. Oh, wait a second. I'm getting a notification from my podcasting 2.0 app. Maybe it's a new episode.
Oh, I just got it too.
Okay.
Okay, try to remain calm.
Okay. All right.
Keep your lid down. And remember, they are nothing without us.
There it is.
What?
Kisses.
Gross. Bye.
Sir Brian with an eye, clearly with the brains behind the skit with Sir TJ the Wrathful.
TJ, you deserve an Oscar.
Yes.
Brian, on your nomination.
Stockade. On your nomination. It's just an honor to be nominated.
It's an honor to be nominated.
I love this, guys.
I know. They're very
creative.
A minute shorter. Well, you cut it down a little bit, right?
I didn't cut it down at all.
I'm
like, I'm going to chop this thing up. I couldn't. It wasn't sequenced.
It was very sweet, though. Yeah.
But I like that, you know, at least Brian feels important.
Yeah. Well, you know, the show is all about him.
We are talking about him now.
But he did tell me, I told him I was going to call him out. Let's see. He sent me something. Let me see. I forget. I told him I was going to call him out about something.
Why are you giving him more time?
I know.
Stop. Don't give him so much time.
I know. Well, I just credit him for a lot. He's done. He came up with Vineyard Nation. He came up with In the Evening. I mean, So anyway, enough about Brian.
You're going to make me feel bad about it now.
Enough about Brian. Okay. Thank you, Brian and TJ.
Thank you, guys.
Teased it in the newsletter.
Very funny.
Where do you want to start? I mean, there's...
I want to start with just my happy news of the day.
Yes.
My teeth are good. October 10th, the finals come in, and you'll never hear me about it again.
Well, never. Yes. But interestingly enough, when we had Andrea and David over for dinner, though, they fell out during the middle of the meal.
Well, this was the ones on the, these are the old temps that Maverick had put in.
You turned to me, you go, my teeth just fell out.
It was the molars. The molars are like workhorses in the back.
In the back. But you continued to chew. I made a pecana.
And I know.
I literally had
two metal posts sticking out. I'm like, I'm not going to make a big deal about this right now.
Like, you're a trooper, man.
All right. And then, of course, when I went to, I called Maverick. This was Friday. And he says, come in Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday. Yes. I can handle it till Tuesday. I stuck some geriatric paste in there, jack that stuff back in. It's all good. I had to be a little careful chewing. And then I go to his office on Tuesday.
And I go, are you going to Kerrville? And
now you ruined the joke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Every single time. What are you, Sir Brian with an eye?
I'm sorry.
The point is, I go in, the girls say, Mr. Curry, what are you doing here? See, it's not funny now. It's not cool.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And then on top of that, you when I get home, you say, like, I thought it was, what are you doing in Kerrville? Like, and now you're gonna tell me that I'm a doofus.
No, I did not call you any names. But I did say when you were leaving, are you going to Kerrville?
And I said, no, going to Bernie.
Yes.
And you didn't say, hey, that's weird.
The reason that I asked you about Kerrville is because I thought you told me Kerrville.
I know. And you did not start me. You let me go. Let me go. At that point,
also, it's my fault.
Yeah, 100%.
So anyway. You spent all afternoon driving to Bernie.
And then the next day I had to drive you
to the airport.
Because I could get in the next day.
Yeah.
Was it the next day? Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I had to drive to San Antonio, back here, then back to Bernie, which is basically, you know, three quarters of the way to San Antonio, because I was taking you to the airport. I was just driving all over Texas, basically. I drove half a tank of gas.
I know.
In 2 days' time.
I know, that's which like is unusual.
200, very unusual. Yeah. It's 200 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to talk about your news?
Sure. Why I took a week off?
Yes, because everyone was very concerned. You know, people didn't really understand what was going on. They thought, is there trouble in paradise? What's happening?
Yeah,
what could be going on?
No, it's Tina 2.0.
That is the tease in the newsletter, yes. And the floor is yours.
Okay. So I went to Chicago for a specific reason, but let me just tell you about the flight there.
See, this is where if I were you, I'd say, oh, didn't you do this? See, that's how it works.
I'm sorry, I didn't know where you were going with the story.
Just trust me.
Okay, man. Anyway, as I was saying, so I'm on the flight. I'm on a Southwest flight. And there's a guy, I'm sitting in the aisle seat. And so there's a, and I don't understand this. Maybe you can shed some light. There's a guy sitting in the aisle watching a Spider-Man cartoon, like the whole flight.
On his iPad or something?
On his phone. And the guy by the window is watching the Housewives of New Jersey.
I didn't know Sir Brian with an eye was going on the flight with you.
You keep bringing him up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's so interesting that one is watching a cartoon and the other one is watching the Housewives of New Jersey.
Well, can I just say this, unfortunately, is the state of our country. This is the trash that people are putting into their minds on a regular basis.
I got to tell you, I have not watched an animated movie since my kids were little.
But this is my point. This is unfortunate. We don't watch any television really, except for Frasier.
Yeah,
right now.
It just struck me as odd. But so then
reality.
Lisa picked me up and
your sister Lisa.
Yes, and then we went to this really nice restaurant called Theo's. Her girlfriend owns it, and we both ordered the 30-ounce ribeye because I started laying down the carnivore tracks on her. So and
you texted me, send me a picture of our bacon.
Oh, yeah, because I wanted Nicholas to go and
get the right bacon.
Yeah, Nicholas to go and buy me the bacon. You can't find our bacon in Indiana. You can't find it. No.
Not a surprise somehow.
So anyway, we chowed down. I almost ate that whole 30-ounce. But by the time you cook it, it's probably down to maybe 24
ounces. It's a lot of beef, baby. But you're a carnivore. We understand. I mean, this is what you're eating. You don't eat anything else. It's just beef.
No, I stuck to it. I ate beef, butter, beef, mm-hmm. eggs, and bacon.
Good.
But I went there for a specific reason. I went there because I had my breast implants removed. So I've had breast implants did you know that?
That you had breast implants? Yeah. yes, I was reliably informed about this.
But I had them removed. I had them for 23 years. And the last couple of years, I had a little bit of a problem. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to take them out. Like, I don't need them anymore. I snagged a husband. I'm good to go for the rest of my life.
Attention, men. Attention, men. This is how it goes. I snagged a guy. Boom, the boobies are gone.
But I really thought about it. I thought, you know, I take care of myself so well. I mean, with my diet, with working out, with my supplements, and I'm like, I need to just get these foreign things out of my body. And I'm so glad I did.
I can completely understand that. I mean, I have foreign matter in my mouth, and I also, you know, and these will be with me until, you know, you're reselling them if I go before you.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm going to reap some money back from that.
But yeah, it's a foreign entity. Yeah. And you know, obviously, I was totally okay with whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
you kept saying, you're not a boob man anyway. You don't care. I'm like, that's right, darling. I don't care.
So we get to the surgery center early Thursday morning. And Lisa's like, so I just went under a twilight. I didn't go under full anesthesia. And she's like, I don't know. Why don't you just chew on a bone and take it like a woman? I'm like, what?
A leather strap.
I'm like, no.
Yeah. So, well, you had only planned a couple of days. You were going to come back Saturday. So literally you fly in, Wednesday,
Wednesday,
Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Friday, little recovery. And Saturday morning, a.m. early, you flew back.
I flew home.
I was like, that was, you know.
Took no pain meds, nothing. I mean, the incision's like an inch, maybe inch and a half.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we go to the surgery center. And so I'm yapping with the nurse about functional medicine and, you know, taking the breast implants out and everything. And of course, Lisa, she's sitting there and she's like, you know who her husband is, don't you?
So
she's pimping you out in the surgery center. They go, yeah, we know who her husband is. Like, oh my gosh.
What? Oh, remind me to talk about pimping out in a minute. And By the way, I'm very concerned. You know, I want to know everything's going okay. I've got entire prayer groups going here. We're all like, you know, lifting you up for the surgery. You've told everybody.
And I'm not nervous at all.
By the way, I'm the guy that's like, just, I'm going to shut up. I'm not telling anybody about anything. And everyone's like, hey, the boob's out. Yeah. Everybody knows this.
I told Annette, I go, I'll have to show them to you later. They're like a pair of shoes, you know?
Anyway, and so your sister, love her dearly, she's literally sending me pancake emojis.
Yes, that's what she kept saying. They're going to be pancakes. They're going to be there. I'd like to inform everybody.
No, I will inform everybody after you tell your story.
Okay, so anyway, so we're just chatting, and so it's time to wheel me back in. And so I'm talking to everybody about carnivore. I'm talking about beef, butter, eggs, bacon. And so there, I'm in the operating room, and the anesthesiologist was strapping my arms down, you know, and I'm just yapping. They're asking me questions. I'm yapping, and I'm still wide awake. And
they're asking questions about me. Is that what?
About carnivore. And so Dr. Frank walks in. I go, hey, I'm still awake. He's probably like, put that woman under.
A live one. Put her out.
Next thing I know, I'm out.
Gone.
I'm out. And then I wake up, and I slept a lot the first day, but it was by far the best decision I've done.
So since you're so honest, I will help you with your honesty.
Okay.
So I know the one thing you were very concerned about is exactly what your sister was yapping about. What you just didn't want them to be, you know,
I didn't want
tube socks. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And so if there was a prayer that I was praying, it was all I want is I want Tina to be happy with what she sees. That's all I care about. Now, here's what's interesting. They're dynamite.
I know. I know.
I'm like, why did you even have those things in there? There was no need for that. You have so much breast tissue.
I know.
I mean, they're actually, to be honest, kind of more appropriate for your body.
I agree. I know.
They're nice
know.
Little buns. I know. Like little like you
okay,
know
okay,
like
okay okay
like little
cupcakes.
Big like no not for, no they're not cupcakes
they're like bao buns.
No, they're more like like the not the actual product, but the picture of a cheeseburger.
Oh,
not the actual product, because the actual product sucks.
Appropriate for carnivore.
But you know what I mean? Like, you know, like that nice bun on top. You know, that's what they're like.
All right,
they're really dynamite.
Okay, good.
Yes, fills your hand just nicely.
Okay.
Finally, I get to talk about this stuff. I've been like under lock and key. I've been under a gag order.
I told everybody. I just want to educate people that if they're having any issues that, you know, just get them out of your body. So that was the easy part.
Your results may vary due to road and weather conditions, of course. Yes,
but
yes. Okay.
This is true. But Lisa, so I stayed with Lisa and she has these two Frenchies, and these two Frenchies.
These are dogs, everybody. In case you're wondering what a Frenchie
Daisy
is.
Daisy and Franny, and they were fighting over me. And so one of them would be on my lap and they would do a stare down with the other one. I felt so special that they were, and they have each other. They play, just have a great time. So, but it's so interesting because I realize how chill Phoebe is next to Daisy and Franny. Like Phoebe doesn't do any of that stuff. And they're constantly, when they're together, they're constantly,
they're doing stuff.
Franny is a bully. She goes after Daisy all the time
and just
antagonizes her. But I loved how they fought over me.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah.
It was your day.
It was my day.
It was your day to be special.
It was. And then on Friday, I got to spend the whole day with
them. So are you going to put a picture of them in the newsletter?
No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. But we're over. That's good. I'm glad. I'm back to natural. Okay. So it's all good.
I am so happy for you.
Thank you.
I cannot express
you for supporting me.
Well, I would have supported you even if they were pancakes. I would never have said they were pancakes. Like, they look great.
They're like, yeah, they look like crepes.
No,
they're fine.
But it really was even better than I expected.
Me too.
It's like, whoa. This was prayers answered as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it was
for
all
you.
Good.
For you. Not for me. I really don't care.
Yeah.
Look at my face.
So Friday, Lisa had to go to work. And so I got to spend the whole day with my nephew, Nick, which was great. So I made him cart me around everywhere. He just got his driver's license. So
you got to spend, you mean he was your little driver slave?
But he loved it. Yeah, he kept saying how much he just enjoyed it. So he took me to the grocery store. Then I took him out to breakfast. And I'm like, then I had to go for my follow up at Dr. Frank's. And then
this is like, we're going on Saturday. I love driving you wherever you want to go shop, baby. It's so much fun. I'm with Nick. It's great.
Yeah. Then we went to Marshall's. And then I said, can we stop at the salon where my sister Tony works?
Of course, we love stopping anywhere you want.
And so I stopped and I surprised her at work. And so it was a great visit. And then that night, Dame Christina Pearl came in because she was flying out of Midway the next day. She works for Southwest. Mm-hmm. And so she came and we had dinner. And then she and I left at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, goodness gracious. Was it that early? What time did you get up? Like at 3:30?
I got up. Oh, yeah, I was up at 3:30.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I didn't even know it was that early.
Oh, yeah. We just hung out in the airport until she had to go to work. But
now, where did you hang out in the airport? Do you have a special, employee entrance?
No.
But after security?
Yes. Okay, yeah, after
TSA. Because she just flashed her badge and she goes right through.
But she dropped me off and then went and parked her car somewhere. And then she met up with me later for coffee.
Oh, okay.
But we went to a great restaurant that night too. And I had way more beef.
Even more than the 30 ounces?
Well, this is another night that I had the lamb lollipops. I had the filet mignon and I had the pork belly.
You had three items on the menu?
It was so good.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's where I was.
So meanwhile...
Meanwhile,
back at the ranch.
Yes.
I was here with Phoebe.
Yes.
And we watched Billions.
Oh.
We binged Billions.
Yes.
And I had my bro date.
I know, with Pastor Jimmy.
Pastor Jimmy. We had a phenomenal time.
You guys always do.
But we really laughed and laughed and laughed.
And you wouldn't really tell me what you laughed and laughed.
No, it was about our wives. It was about our wives.
Oh, yes.
You guys are the same. You're the same. The Terror Twins. Oh. Makes nothing but sense. It was about our even though I don't wear hearing aids anymore, we both have hearing issues.
Oh.
And just how we interact with our wives.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, like how you'll be literally facing away from me with an iPad in front of your face. I'm next to the cooler and you're like, and Jimmy says, I'll literally be in a whole nother, I'll walk into a whole nother room and that goes. We're just laughing. I mean, there was that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And David and Karen Young were there.
Yes. We're having dinner with them on Saturday.
It was their anniversary.
Aww.
David is ER doctor here in Fredericksburg.
They're lovely, lovely people.
The whole restaurant got with half a finger. Hey, Dr. Young, thanks for helping.
Seriously?
Well, yeah, his finger, that's not true, but his fingertip had been chopped off. And David had reattached it.
So he's a celeb in Fred,
he's
too.
He's a total celeb. People half an arm, ear chopped off. Like, hey, Dr. Young.
When I got pulled over by that cop, Karen's like, is this the guy that pulled you over? We're going to his wedding. I'm like, who don't you know?
We do know that the right people. It's like, you know, because he's thinking of making some changes in his life. I said, but David... If I get a bullet wound, can I still call you? No problem. Says, shut up. You know, I want to come to you. I don't want to go anywhere else.
I know. She's on her way to becoming a salmonier.
I know. Yeah. I know. She was an executive producer on the last show.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they paid for our dinner. They left and then we're
so the two times in a row at the same restaurant, your dinner was paid for.
I mean, one of these days we're going to get to pay for dinner there. I mean, that was uncalled for, but extremely, extremely sweet. Yeah. I feel douchey. It's like it was their anniversary. We should have paid for their dinner, but they were there earlier and then, you know, they got up and they walked, you know, we had a chat and they walked out. I'm like, oh, what?
Oh, that they're so sweet. Well, we're having dinner with them on Saturday, so it'll be fun.
Okay.
It'll be fun to do that.
And we're going to the same place? Okay, good. We're paying.
Okay.
We are paying for dinner.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that was nice. That was really nice.
And then, I got up early and went to go pick you up.
Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Of course, baby.
Yeah.
My pleasure. We had I had a good time with Phoebe. We just hung out.
Yeah. You ate a pizza.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Get more pizza.
Well, Thursday, you know, what did I even have on Thursday?
No,
I,
you ate like just
cheese,
grazed.
cheese.
How are your digestive
sandwich. Okay. It's okay. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. Yeah. I eat poorly sometimes when you're not here.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But before that, before we left, we went and had dinner at Pastor Jimmy and Annette's house. So we went, they made the Bavette, but we're traveling there and I made deviled eggs. Remember we were traveling with the deviled eggs?
Oh, yes.
And how could I forget?
I was not driving squirrely. First of all, get yourself a deviled egg plate. Okay. Stop with the, we're going to make 20 deviled eggs and then expect me to go, you know, like. You're always complaining about how slow I drive. And now it's like, oh, you drew squirrely slow down.
Eggs, man.
Bro.
But when we got there, so Jimmy goes, Pastor Jimmy goes, I'm going to have a glass of wine with you, Adam, for your birthday. Celebrate your birthday.
He's like, to honor the birthday boy. And he comes out with this little tiny, tweeny. Did you put that in the newsletter?
It's in the newsletter, yeah.
This little teeny weeny glass. So this is kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't mind, you know, thank you. You bring the potatoes. Yeah. It's like, I'm not in the club, you know, I'm not a part of the club. I eat the beef with everybody, but I like a potato and, but you know, I like a glass of wine, you know, and I look around like, I probably shouldn't have a second one. Cause everyone's going to be staring at me, like shaming me.
Nobody was shaming you.
Cool. No, because I didn't have a second glass of wine. That's why. Yes, see, there you go. I was watching.
You can have two glasses of wine.
I'm afraid. You intimidate me.
Oh, jeez. Babe, drink to your heart's content. Just don't get drunk.
Have you ever seen me drunk? Ever?
No, ever? I've never. I've seen you tipsy once.
Yeah, that's but not it. Drunk.
Yeah.
Never.
But, I'm not like but that. The nice thing, the lovely thing about hanging out with Pastor Jimmy and Annette is that we talk about all sorts of things.
Well, after 45 minutes of beef talk, meat talk. Yes, today, Pastor Jimmy looked at me and he went like, oh, dude. And he saw that I was kind of alone. Just me and my glass of wine.
Just sitting there
listening to the meat talk. So like, I watched this at Dr. Ken Berry and blah, blah, blah. And then these guys, the carnivore, are you in ketosis? That's
a good talk show. Today, I'm meat talk.
Yeah, meat talk. Yes.
And then
the meat mavens.
The meat mavens. And then Annette made this protein ice cream, which was
great. That was
great.
Nice. Yeah, that was
and
nice.
She made it out of heavy whipping cream, an egg. She put in some artificial sweeteners. Like stevia, I think. Mm. A little bit of vanilla. Mm. And
it wasn't stevia, or something.
It was erythritol.
Arithmetic.
It's called arithmetic. It's called Swerve. And they have a KitchenAid mixer.
How about
mixer.
Sugar? Oh, you can't just have sugar?
No.
What can you guys have? Nothing.
No sugar.
You can have nothing.
Beef, butter, Aiken.
Aiken and Beggs. Aiken and Beggs. I got you. Aiken and Beggs. All right. Can I just say one thing?
Yes, ma'am. Or sir.
Okay. Oh, really?
I'm sorry.
I didn't have any augmentation done.
Listen, it's the wine.
Even though
yes.
I am not in the
meat cult,
the meat mavens, in the meat talk, I eat my beef.
You do.
And I'm doing my workouts.
You are.
And what are you seeing?
And you're getting bigger.
In what way?
Your chest is bigger. Your arms are bigger. Uh-huh, yes. Uh-huh. So much so. Mm-hmm.
Did I tell
that?
Oh, yes.
So much so. So next week we're going to Houston with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. We're going for the Spark Ignite conference, yes. Which is hosted by or put on by Focus in the Family. Are they associated with it?
No. He's an advisor.
Oh, he's an advisor. Oh, okay. And so this conference is for Christian podcasters.
Godcasters.
And so they asked Adam to be the keynote speaker.
Yes.
So last night I go, look, being that you're now this muscular.
No. This is no. Stop. First of all, you're like, we have to try on your suit because you decided somehow that I'm going to wear a suit. And I had to put the kibosh on. I'm like, hold on a second.
Well, I blame this on Annette. Because Annette told me it was a formal event.
Well, that's even worse.
Okay.
Dame Annette, who do you think you are? I am the podfather. The last time I wore a suit was literally when we got married. I don't wear suits. And you're like, no, you have to. It's formal.
I thought it was a formal
event.
Even
if it's formal, have you ever watched an award show? Only the douchebags go in a tuxedo. No. Anyway, so this is whole, and they like, well, then we have to go on Saturday, and we, and I, and I'm like,
you no, say, wait, no, let's back up. So I said, let's try on your suit. And so you, you put on your pants and you go, they fit. I go, pull up your shirt.
Okay. They don't fit. They don't fit. The jacket was even funnier though. The jacket. It, there's like 2 inches. It won't close around my chest. So, my chest. It's not my stomach. It's my chest.
And so I'm laughing at you, and you're like, "You're the worst woman ever."
Yes,
you're like,
horrible
if I
wife.
Ever did
yes.
That to you. But the
no, reason- no. What I said was, if for any reason, regardless of body of the, how the body got that way, if I were to laugh at how something did not fit you for any reason whatsoever. There would be divorce.
Babe.
It was babe. This is double standard. Just admit it and we can move on from here. This is a total double standard.
No, because it was the look on your face. You purposely did that to make me laugh. Like it was that you know you did that to make me laugh. And then I'm sitting in, so then I leave you and I'm sitting in the living room. You come out and you opened up the garment bag with your wedding suit and you have that jacket on and that one doesn't button either.
Anyway, so then
you didn't even know that was your wedding suit either.
I'm blind.
The handkerchief is hanging out of the pocket.
And then Tina's like, well, that's it. We have to go get you a new jacket. Now I don't need a jacket but I'm relenting because it's not about the jacket. It's about you needing to go to REI to get your hiking boots. It's a total ploy. You made up the whole jacket thing. Just admit it.
No, no,
no.
You need to look sharp, man. You need to look sharp. Okay. So we're going to shop for you. We need to, and it just so happens to be on the way for me to get my hiking boots.
How convenient. And you're like, so Saturday morning, we're leaving at 6:30 and we're going to go, and we're getting up real early and then we're going. Okay,
and then I go, and if we have time, we'll go get some bacon double cheeseburgers at Hop Dottie's.
Oh yeah. Because that's what I want. I can't, everything is what I want. I want to go clothes shopping. I want to go boots shopping. I want to go to Hop Dottie's. This is the life I lead.
Oh, you're so, it's so sorry. Such a sorry life. Anyway, so yeah, so we got, I just want you to look sharp, man. I want you to be like black jacket, black shirt.
I'm very excited. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's going to be people there that I know.
Yeah.
And, I never do podcast conferences.
No, I know.
I despise them.
I know.
For a whole bunch of reasons.
I know.
This one I'm excited about.
But you're a very good speaker. You're a really good speaker. I'm excited to go, and we're flying to Houston with the Pruitts and, yep. It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
They're nominated for Best New Christian Podcast.
I know you nominated them. I know.
I have no idea how the process works, but I really hope they win.
They deserve it. I know.
Their show, the past couple episodes, they've just been knocking it out of the park, living in a down world.
He's talking about the Lord's Prayer. So he's going verse by verse. Yeah.
And now, there's lots of people who are, I hear like Dave Jackson is listening to their show now.
Sir, by his grace, David Wicker.
He was there for a while. But, new people keep showing up. It's great. It's really, really, and it's just good.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to that podcast.
I do too. Well, we can talk about that in a little bit.
You mean after, back to you, Bob?
Back to me. So I'm getting ready in less than a month, heading to Utah. I booked this trip last December with a lot of my 75 hard girlfriends and, we're heading out there.
Well, explain about the trip. You're going where and what are you doing?
We're going to Zion and Bryce Canyon, and we're going to be hiking for 4 days through the
also rappelling.
I just got the email. We're doing 8 rappels.
Goodness.
So I know. And Adam goes, "Are you afraid?" I go, "No, no."
I didn't ask if you were afraid.
I thought you asked me at dinner.
No, I said,
"Are you scared?"
Yeah, that's different.
Oh.
Are you scared? And then you're doing boulder crossing with jeeps or something?
Yes, getting in a jeep and then we're driving over big boulders. I'm like, might as well experience that, I mean, I'm sure you're strapped in. I mean, the worst part would be for it to roll over. That wouldn't be good. But anyway, and then you go, I'm not going to be able to hear from you. I don't think I'm going to have any cell service.
I would not expect you to.
So I go, well, do you want me to take a ham radio?
Yeah, it's ha ha ha. It's so funny. That'll be Tango Mike Charlie. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can I use it without a license? No, I'm sorry. You can't.
I go, I am not taking a ham radio.
Okay, famous last
there,
words.
You actually sat there and thought about it. But yeah, so in less than a month, heading off to Utah. So that's going to be really cool.
Another 4 days of Adam and Phoebe and pizza. What will we do?
You'll have to go on another bro date.
Yes, another bro date. Hopefully
Let's
one
talk
before
about
then.
Phoebe since...
Okay.
Yeah. So yesterday, Phoebe needed a bath. She came back dirty when we got back from vacation. She was not white. She was like off.
Well, she collects a lot of dirt. When you're a white dog, you collect a lot of dust and dirt.
Yeah. And so we're like, something's not right with her too. Her ear was bothering her. We thought maybe she had a urinary tract infection. But before we go to that, I have in my notes how every time Danny the pool guy comes, Phoebe just starts barking and barking. And so it wasn't this time, but it was the time before. And she's out in the yard and she's barking, 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 barking. You go out there and you're like, Phoebe, quiet, Phoebe, quiet. And then you go, Phoebe, come. And she's not listening to you. She's rah, 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 barking, barking. You're like, Phoebe, come. Finally, you wrangle her in the house and you go, she's such a good girl. I'm like, she's not listening.
She's much better today. She's much better today. Look, he looks like a bear. That's her instinct is to be mad at that. And that she will never get over his size.
And she's not slimming down. She's just not. She's a pound heavier. She was a pound heavier.
No. She's the same. She was 119, but she's only been on the new food for 2 weeks. So 2 months is what the vet said. I trust Dr. O'Neill. Dr. Patrick O'Neill, you know, he looks the business. He acts the business. He's been her vet. I trust him. Let's see where it goes.
Well, yesterday we dropped her off because we wanted to have her completely groomed, bathe and nails cut and have her checked out her ear and whether she had a urinary tract infection. And they had her for 7 hours and Adam picks her up and brings her in. I'm like, oh, let me, because usually she smells so good and she's fluffy white. And I'm looking at her like, you don't smell good. You don't look clean. They didn't even bathe her. They had her for 7 hours. Well, they didn't bathe her.
Here's what I've figured. This is a vet. This is like, you know, they do horses, sheep, it's a country vet. And he does dogs and cats as well.
Yeah.
But when we show up, we say, yeah, she might have an ear infection. She needs to be groomed. Her nails need to be done. Check a urine. That's too much information for them.
Yeah.
And it, you know, and the doctor wasn't even coming until 11. So the whole, and then when I went to pick her up, it was mayhem. There must've been 100 people. There was all kinds of stuff going on. Oh. So something didn't go right. I still trust them to be her vet.
Yeah, I do too.
I think if anyone's in Fredericksburg who likes to groom dogs at home,
yeah, let us know.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. That would be good. Even if you're in Kerrville, that would be close enough.
So we stuck her in the shower last night because I couldn't stand smelling her anymore.
She was really smelly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's a good girl. Come on. She stood there and she let us do everything.
Yeah, she did do that because she likes the hot water on her. She's like, oh, this is kind of nice.
Now you're skipping our very important council meeting.
Oh, we're all out of sequence.
It's all about you. So here's,
we're just talking about Phoebe.
So there are very concerned citizens in Fredericksburg and we are like Star Hollow, very much like the Gilmore Girls. You know, we have our council meetings. They look the same size, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, the same amount of people in.
It's not held in a barn though.
Not quite.
Could be.
Not quite. It was about that size.
Yeah.
And the main thing that people, and we're on all these email lists and people are, I mean, very animated, like, you know, the budget, you know, they keep having a surplus and now they want to raise our property taxes. And that was really the main thing. Property taxes, property tax, property taxes. And I taste a lot of anger towards the city council. You know, people think that it's becoming big government and they're doing too much. And there's concern about us being too, you know, too much of a tourist place, too much tourism. And my goodness, there's a whole thing with short-term rentals that I don't really understand. That's been going on for years and years. And the taxes on that and the ordinances. But we had committed to get involved in our local politics.
Right.
It's like we have to, just complaining
about it. Yeah.
We have to get involved.
Yeah.
And all I saw people really mad about was they wanted to raise our property taxes. And so I figured we'll go there. And then I had mentioned that, you know, I should probably say something. And we go in and like, well, if you want to talk, you have to fill it out. You're like, okay, I'm going to fill this out for you. Okay, this is 7A. I'm like, yeah, okay. I wasn't prepared to speak at all.
Oh, I thought you were going. I thought.
Well, I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know the procedure. I didn't know if you had to sign up or if you could just sit there and decide I want to say something now. So all of a sudden I was committed. I was committed to speak. I'm like, okay.
And you were the first one they called.
Well, I didn't know anything.
Adam Curry, former DJ at MTV. Is that you? Can I have your autograph?
What was kind of cool, though, is they start off with a prayer.
Yeah.
And with the Pledge of Allegiance. It was a prayer. And the woman who was praying said, you know, as the Bible says, we need to pray for our leaders. And you lean over to me like, was that true? Was that in the Bible?
Really?
I would just like to quote, because this has been a bone of contention. I've spoken to Pastor Jimmy about this many times to say, I read in 1 Timothy 2 that we are supposed to pray. Well, actually, I'll read it to you.
Okay.
I urge, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth.
Yes.
And so I've asked Pastor Jimmy many times, like, how do you pray for people that, I mean, like,
that are possessed by Satan?
Well, that actually, you know, it's like, okay, Satan be gone. But, you know, and so we've talked about that. So yeah. That's one of the hardest things for me is, but okay. But I do that, you know, and I usually pray for our president to all of a sudden feel like he has to confess all of his sins and just blurt it out. You know, like, I'm a crook, you know, something like, got hairy legs, I'm a crook. But that did something with me because it reminded me, like, yes, these are, and, you know, and boy, the mayor is like, I want to remind everybody, you're not here to talk to the crowd. You're here to talk to us. You know, I guess he expected people to be riled up about this stuff.
Yeah, because they had a meeting the week before.
And I guess it was like kind of, like people got kind of in their face.
I appreciated that because I, having learned that, even though I read 1 Timothy last year, you know, I don't remember obviously everything, but it was nice for me to find out, like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. So I learned that through that and through you and through scripture. So that was good. So go ahead now.
So what happened was they have this whole, you know, you go through the whole like, blah, 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 blah. We have a quorum. Blah, blah, okay. Does anyone want to say anything about this? And like Adam Curry, like, oh, I was for, is that alphabetical or is it because we signed up first? What is it? Okay. And I really had only didn't really know what I was going to say.
I thought maybe you were sitting there mulling it over in your, I was very nervous for you when you were up there. I'll be nervous when we go to Houston next weekend.
Well, the mayor had, you know, cause he messed up. He said, I don't know much about math. I'm just a musician. I'm like, okay. So I go up there and say, hey, Mr. Mayor, actually, did you hear me say thank you for your service?
Yes,
Thank you, council members, city staff. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Mayor, I'm glad that you came clean on that. I'm just a disc jockey, so I don't know math either. But, and then I said, I had a parable, basically, mm-hmm. an analogy for him. I said, when I took my company public, every quarter we have to tell people how we're going to do. And one time we really knocked it out of the park. We did way over our estimates and our stock price went down. And the reason why I've come to learn is because then the market, the public markets, the shareholders, the stakeholders don't think that you can estimate. You can't budget because, you know, just because it was a windfall doesn't mean next time you won't blow it. Mm-hmm. And I said, and we seem to have these surpluses all the time. And that seems to be the real problem is we have all this extra money, yet we're raising taxes. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't want to argue with you, Mr. Mayor, about the cost of a golf cart for park services. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, what I'm hearing in our community with our friends and family and the people we pray with, I threw that in there. I'm like, because it's true.
Yeah. You said the people we worship with.
People are hurting and mm-hmm. We should not change the tax. Mm-hmm. And then, like, lo and behold, before they even get into the vote, the mayor says, I just want to say something. Mm-hmm. And he stops the whole process and he says, looking at the surplus we have, I feel that we can take a risk and, you know, we have 12 million surplus. We can do with 4 million less. That gives us three, but whatever his justification was, but it felt to me like, something had happened.
Yeah,
there. I don't know yeah. if that was his intent to mm-hmm. say that. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, you still thought that it was some theater.
I thought it was theater. I thought it was all theater.
and I was prepared to be with you. But then,
very cynical about the whole thing. Yeah. And I think that I'm letting my overall perspective about government kind of influence me in that situation. And I need to judge them fairly on.
I was ready to be there with you. But then when that happened and they took the vote and then it was 3-2 and there was no change in the taxes, I was like, well, hallelujah.
Yeah. It was a win for the community.
That was a very cool moment.
Yeah. Well, what I like is I like the fact that we're getting involved. We're not just sitting there and complaining about it. We're actually
complaining on Twitter.
That'd be me.
No. I don't mean it that way. That's easy for people to do.
Yeah.
And all politics is local, and we actually change. I mean, I don't know if we change it, but a change was made at the local level, and I hope it makes people happy. Yeah. That's what everybody wanted. Yeah. That's what all the subject of the emails were.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sent the mayor an email. He hasn't replied to me, but I sent a nice email. I'm like, hey, thanks for your leadership.
Yeah.
I think you finally showed something. I think you showed something that people maybe weren't even expecting.
Yeah, that's my first experience with the city council and the mayor here.
Gillespie County next, babe.
There we go. He said, yeah, you're going to be mayor in about 15 years.
15? No.
Oh, 10? 5.
I don't know. When's he up for re-election? I don't know. Seems like a fun gig.
Boy, we could really develop a pretty cool campaign for you.
You wanted your MTV? Well, got it.
You want a crackpot for a mayor? You got one.
He believes in flying saucers.
He doesn't believe in the moon landing.
Oh, the moon landing was bunk.
And WTC7 didn't fall down in sympathy.
And Jesus was a badass outlaw. Vote for me, Adam Curry, for mayor. There you go, everybody. No, I don't want to threaten anybody yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was really proud of us for going. I thought it was good. And I love the turnout, and I love that something happened. That was nice to see.
Yeah.
It felt very empowering in a weird way. Just like, hey, you know, something happened there. Mm-hmm. We were part of the process.
Yeah. I liked it. Was good. I liked it too. So you finally met Catfish Ann.
Yes.
Yes. We had dinner with them the Monday. We had dinner with Ann and her.
Now you got to give the backstory. James. How did you meet? Ann just hit you up on Instagram and then before you know
She stalked me.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, actually, she went to Bridge Church and met with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. And then that was when you were getting baptized. And then she knew you were getting baptized. And then she just reached out to me on Instagram. And then we just started chatting back and forth met her for my birthday. We went out to lunch and then
she still lives in
Fredericksburg, but she's moving to Kerrville. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so finally we had a chance to, cause when I said to her, I said, she had mentioned about getting together for dinner. I said, yeah, let's definitely do that. And she went home and told James like, we're going to get together for dinner. And I guess he said to her, she's just being nice. So at dinner, I said, see, I wasn't just
you're
nice.
Outing their relationship on the show.
I said it right in front of them.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So I was hangry. I was hangry. I got short with the waiter.
Simon, poor little Simon.
And you know what? And I thought about Pastor Jimmy at the gym waiting for a guy to get off the
equipment. You repented.
I did.
Yeah.
Because it was taking so long for it. And you were like, the charcuterie board is huge. Just wait. It's huge. It's huge.
And you were like, how long does it take to throw some meat and some cheese on a piece of wood? How was that charcuterie board from Hill and Vine?
But he goes, well, we have to cook the sausage. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. And
so then poor little Simon.
I know he was probably all of like 20. And so then when he came back, I go, Simon, I just wanted to apologize to you. I said, I didn't realize that the sausage needed to be cooked. I repented.
I hope you felt really bad.
Yeah. But anyway, it was lovely being nice. Able to meet them.
I like Catfish Ann. I like her husband, James, too. Physics teacher.
He's a teacher here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. High school teacher. Mm-hmm.
And she's a nurse. She's been.
No, she's a respiratory therapist.
Okay. I call that under the nurse category. It's actually more. I mean, respiratory therapist is a lot of messiness.
For 40 years.
A lot of messiness. Yeah. So I put all those people up there with cops, firemen. teachers,
yeah,
you know, nurses.
Yeah.
These are people who I hold in high regard. Yeah. They're very nice. We had a nice evening. Yeah. It was fun. Definitely. Yeah. And I had schnitzel. Yay. Love that chicken schnitzel.
I had the 13-ounce ribeye.
Yeah. Yeah. Meat. Beef. Meat. Beef. Meat. Beef. Meat.
Oh, and then let's see what else is going on. So yeah, I'm on this tannin.
Well, no, excuse me.
Oh.
So now we've laughed and we've joked about pimping me out.
Yeah.
But who is really pimping me out? Who is the real pimpmeister? That would be you.
How?
Oh. Oh, darling. Oh, hey, babe. I have to get some stuff for the silent auction for the
Tannenbaum Ball
for the
Gillespie Historical Society.
Thank you. Here's messages to send to these people, and you need to go get this from them. And you need to use your celebrity. They won't say no to you.
And they didn't. Everybody said yes.
And so the third person on the list was Dr. Hurster.
It's not Horster. It's Hurster. Or Hollywood.
Hollywood. And I have to go, and my mission was to get him to pony up a teeth whitening. So, you know, he's in my mouth. He's like, hey, before you start doing all this stuff, I haven't asked. Yeah, what's that? Well, and I go through it. I said, and she was thinking of teeth whitening. He's like, okay. I said, you know, or root canal or anything else you got on tap, anything. He's like, well, as long as you pronounce my name right. Wait, it's not Horster? No. I said, but how long have I been coming here? No, it's a silent O.
He never told you.
Never told me that. Hurster. It's Hurster.
Hurster.
They're so famous. The Hurster family is famous.
Nobody corrected me in the Tannenbaum Ball committee
meeting. They probably don't know better either.
I said, my husband, yeah, he, you know, his mouth is worth a small vehicle, and I think we can hit up Dr. Hurster.
Like, who's that?
No, the woman goes, yeah, he played T-ball with my son. And I said, she didn't correct me. So everybody thinks that's how it's
Well,
said.
That's not how it is. It's Hurster.
Hurster.
And I am forever sorry.
I will
Hurster.
Remember that for sure. But thank you. I appreciate it. You got KNC for me. You got vaudeville.
Yep.
You got Hurster teeth whitening. And then
that's it. I'm done. Christy. I'm done now. I'm done. I'm
not doing anything. I have one more.
I'm not doing. No, I'm done. You totally pimped me out.
I appreciate it.
For a good cause, it but is. Still kind of
I
like,
appreciate
yeah,
it.
Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate all right. it. What else do you want to go?
Well, I'd like to thank a couple people.
Okay. We have a lot of people to thank.
We certainly do. We have like 2 weeks worth.
Now it's time to hear from the Kotsukas.
And they love us.
We got to hear from those Kotsukas now.
We have so many cool notes, so many cool Instagrams.
Now it's time to hear from the Kotsukas.
So all we've ever wanted, and as I believe every podcast should be, is value for value. We put the show out. If it's of any value to you, you can return it to us in so many ways. Time, talent, treasure. What are some of the treasures we receive? Because I love the things that people are sending to us through our P.O. box.
Oh my gosh, so many books. And then we also got this Curry and the Keeper KTLD cup from Sir from Dirty Jersey Whore. That is his, that is what he calls himself.
That's his moniker.
Oh yeah, I mean we've got
a KTL. Let me see the KTLD mug.
Yeah, it's got a little straw in it.
Oh, this is an actual sippy cup. It's a real KTLD. And look at that, yeah. Curry and the Keeper.
Yeah,
he's creative. I know. Man. I like that. Very cool.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of like wonderful things. People make crosses for us, and I've gotten bookmarks.
Was there anything else we needed to talk about that came into the
we got the book from Sir by His Grace.
Yeah. The C.S. Lewis collection.
Yes, the signature classics.
Yes. And what I love about this is he got it from Goodwill. Did you see that? It's a secondhand book from Goodwill. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
that. Really cool.
Here you go. Well, we're very excited about excited about reading that.
So thank you so much. It was nice to go to the P.O. box and open up, and there was actually something in it. Well, before you were like, we got to go because it's probably
over full.
You open it, there's a piece of junk mail in there.
And a wrong address for some guy who used to have that P.O. box.
Yeah.
This is, so time, talent, treasure, all of it works. We love whatever you value you send back to us. It's all incredibly appreciated. We really appreciate, if you're going to do it with treasure, we appreciate you getting a modern podcast app at podcastapps.com. or even if you want newpodcastapps.com, easier to remember perhaps. And there's a whole bunch of them that work with Satoshis, just little pieces of Bitcoin. They'll help you to purchase that. It really helps set up a system that in case people get deplatformed from other apps and deplatformed from other payment systems, you'll be able to continue to support the podcast. That's why we set it all up. Not that we expect that to happen to us per se, but you never know.
Yes.
You never know.
Yes.
So we got booster grants, but also people sending us, we got some checks and we have PayPals. And right off the bat, Michael Anastasio, our OG Salmonier with $400.
No.
Ring the bell for him.
No.
He says, young couple.
I know. I love that. Thank you, Michael.
How old is he, young couple? Give me a break. Sharing as much as you do helps everyone.
That's why I wanted to share what I just went through.
It's funny you say that because for me, it's like, I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah.
And I think
I have no shame.
No.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
Anyway. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Honey.
You know what's going to happen now?
I'm going to get questions?
In Dutch tabloids.
Oh, brother.
Wife Adam Curry gets rid of her boobs. That's the first. That's the first for him. Back to young couple.
Okay.
Sharing as much as you do helps everyone. Not only with how to live when life kicks you in the teeth. No offense, Adam. No offense taken. It's true. But also how to love. Oh. Most importantly, you help us learn how to embrace Christ as not only a partner, but as a beacon to lead us all to a happier life. Mm-hmm. Share God, share love, and share wine, OG Salmonier. And he does go on to say, please continue to do what you do. You both are an inspiration and beacon for all of us. I will send more wine when the weather breaks.
Oh, thank
please,
you.
Please, he says, please, there's no need for more sippy cups. Stop sending them. They are beautiful and are often used to grape others. P.S. This is not Brian. This is not the thing.
Michael, heart is so full. Yeah. Thank you so much. That is absolutely so kind.
Yeah, he sent wine. He sent so many things. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Then checking in with 100 and executive producer Ann Lorries.
Oh, yes.
Right there. No note.
I didn't see a note either.
No. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Ann.
Yeah, thank you. And she's halfway to being a Salmonier.
Sippy cups are on the way.
Sippy cups.
You can come and pick them up.
I just got a shipment in.
Save shipping and handling.
Yes. Yes.
Next on the list. This is phenomenal. The amount of value people have sent back. 100 from Joseph Gass, the Baron of Old Bay.
Yes.
In the afternoon. Well, I think he meant to say in the evening. Hold on. Where is my...
In the evening.
But he says in the afternoon. We are sailing in the St. Lawrence Seaway on a cruise from Boston to Quebec and back this week. Nice.
Oh, cool.
My keeper and I signed up for a 10 wine tasting. For a 10 wine tasting, as one does on the high seas.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bet, where it's illegal. When we get to the event, we were given stickers to show that we were paid participants. The number on the sticker, number 33. I thought, okay, this is a sign from the wine goddess Dionysus to support the Keeper Show.
The Keeper Show.
The Keeper Show. Okay.
Well, 33 is a big thing for No Agenda, so I like that it's spilled over to Curry and the Keeper.
You mean the Keeper Show?
Yeah, the Keeper Show. Exactly.
Love and Lit, the Baron of Old Bay. P.S. There's one true Lord and Savior. Isn't that the truth, brother?
Yes.
And then 100 from Debbie Williams.
I know, Debbie Willman.
How is she doing?
Sweet.
You saw her, right?
Yes, I saw her.
She broke her collarbone.
She broke her collarbone a couple weeks ago, which was excruciating pain.
I remember my mom always used to complain about it. When I was a kid, I broke my collarbone, and they can't set that, and it's really horrible. But you have to be careful. She was always telling us to be careful about our collarbone.
Yeah, yeah. They typically
can't set it right now.
I know that Andrea broke hers years ago, and they had to put a rod in her collarbone.
Didn't she just get one of those cones like dogs have? Kidding, Andrea.
That was a long time ago. But no, Debbie, the pain has lessened, but she has to keep her arm in a sling, and it's her dominant arm. So think about that. She can't put her makeup on. She can't do her hair. She needs help getting dressed.
Now, is Todd doing this? Is Todd doing her makeup?
Todd has been, no. She's learned how to do it with her left hand, but he's doing everything else. and so they sent her home with just like a simple black, sling. So she went and ordered, I don't know, 3 or 4 online that are all blinged out. So she came to the meeting today with a blinged out sling.
Totally, Debbie. Yeah, so,
thank you, Debbie. You are a doll. Thank you. Man, appreciate your support.
Then we got, that was our, so she was our last executive producer. These are real credits, by the way.
Yes,
we put them on every single show notes, CorinneTheKeeper.com. Yep. And then we got a note from Allie Jade.
Yes.
With $50, associate executive producer. And Allie said, you can read or not, whatever you prefer. I prefer to read.
Yes, and I have something to say. Okay. Afterwards.
12 or so years of providing information of the changes in the transgender world, I had to retire. I just couldn't deal with the destruction of the medical requirements and testing to transition and the push on pre-puberty children. So I started listening to this podcast as the air conditioning after being in the hot sun. And in the background, I start thinking more and more on God and praying, picking up the Bible and reading again. Then you guys start talking more of your faith, going to church and experiences you've had that pushed me. I went back to church I had attended before. I wish I could remember the sermon, but all I can remember is the power it had on me and the incredible emotions I felt. I didn't think of it at the time, but maybe that's what the Holy Spirit is. I would say so. I would say so.
I love this.
It just hit me on the right path. That week kicked off the craziest time in my life that worked so well, it had to be God. I continued attending on the way to church, found a house being built, found out that we are qualified for it, and got approved all for the funding. It just fell into place. Schedules for everything fell into place. We had a brand new house a few blocks from the church after 9 years in the same apartment. My wife and daughter's lives and happiness have increased many times over, and we have a great faith community, and it's amazing. Thank you, Lord.
Aww.
And I blame both of you for me buying a house, and now I have to mow a lawn. Thanks. Now, Allie Jade, I've known Allie Jade for 12 years.
I know.
Used to be the official, the way she would say it, she was the official tranny of the No Agenda show. Mm-hmm. And I believe that she detransitioned a while back. But that sounds like you know, God had his sights on her.
Yes. And so when I read that to you this morning, I was emotional reading that note to you. And so, you know, I do my God shot every day. Mm-hmm. And so can I read you what I sent Julie?
No, explain your God shot. I don't know
if I'm doing the Bible recap. I'm almost through the Old Testament. I've been reading it since January 1st. We start the New Testament on October 1st. So now I'm reading about all the minor prophets. And I read about Zechariah, who was a minor prophet. And so one of the scriptures, so he gets a lot of messages from the Lord, Zechariah does. And so one of the messages, and it all has to do with people coming back to Jerusalem from after the Babylonian invasion and to rebuild Jerusalem and the temple. So God says, the scripture is many, it's Zechariah 3:11, many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people. I will live among you and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. And so I said to Julie, I said, God promises will be kept despite what you hear in the media. Revivals are happening. People are seeking God and their lives are changing. The Lord is working through so many to make this happen. And I am proud to be one of his disciples to share his love. I know this is true because Adam and I get email after email telling us how sharing our faith journey has encouraged them. I don't sit in pride with that. I sit in gratitude. And that was my Bible shot before.
Before you got the note.
Before we got the note. Uh-huh. And it was like, I'm not like, oh, look at us, look at us. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so humbled. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I also want to tell you, when I was with my sister, I asked her to pray for me at dinner. I asked her to pray for me before the surgery. And she did. She participated. She did? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, good. She did. So, but anyway, I just wanted to, it was so fitting that be my God shot. And then that email came in and it just moved me so much. That it's so amazing. I love that.
So many of these notes are, and you know, this started off as a podcast about wine and charcuterie.
I know. I know.
And God went, yeah, I don't think so.
I know.
You can have the wine, but we got to do a couple. We have some other business to take care of.
And it happened early on.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
Thank you, David Wayne Gaynor. $50 you sent a check in,
yes,
I believe, right?
You.
That's
yes.
Our first check. Isn't that our first check that we got?
No, we've gotten other checks before. No.
Did he have a note with that or was
he
it
does.
Just...
Let me see okay. If I can find it. Hold on.
I love checks.
Yes, I got it.
It's so old school checks.
He says, hi, my name is David Gaynor. Dave Gaynor, I have just started listening to No Agenda and then discovered Curry and the Keeper. I would like to send a check to the P.O. Box listed on the Curry and the Keeper website. And he asked me how to make it out, who I make it out to. And he said, a side note, you and Adam talking about your Christianity is a help for my walk. I became a Christian when I was 5, so 50 years ago. As one could imagine, my walk ebbs and flows. So thank you. Yeah, wow. I love that too. It just fills my heart. It really fills my heart.
It's fantastic.
I know.
Now I put Mac Tank on as associate executive producer on everyone because Mac Tank says it's $49.99. If you don't want to be on there, let me know, Mac Tank. But I throw in the penny for you.
And there's no note. Good. He doesn't have a note, right?
Nope. Katie Trimble, though, she has a recurring monthly, yes. I believe. That's mm-hmm. a $25.33. We appreciate that. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then, surprise. This was a surprise. 50,000 Satoshis
from
Todd Cochran.
Todd Are
Cochran is the CEO
Blueberry?
Of Blueberry. Yes.
Holy smokes. He's listening to our show.
I've known Todd for, since 2004.
Wow.
And he says, after hearing Brian's boost on show 55, I think he may have something here and you did not realize it. I want to officially hire Curry and the Keeper dating consultants. LOL. Love your guys' shows. Love the journey you've been on. In the evening from Todd.
In the evening.
That is so cool. Todd, I mean.
Wow, that's really cool.
He has transformed his entire company, which has been around for, I don't know, 17, 18 years. Completely 2.0 compatible. The Blueberry customers have received, since he started offering value for value, over $10,000 in Satoshis.
Wow.
Through Boostergrams. Yeah, it's a true success story.
That's so cool.
I love what he's doing.
Wow.
Paul Hearn, Lonely Yank, 33,333. In the evening, Lovebirds.
Lovebirds.
In my journey to follow all of Adam's podcasts, I'm so glad I found yours. You two are such a joy to listen to. Thanks for the opportunity to stalk you and live vicariously through you these last couple of months. I find myself smiling or laughing during every episode. Keep the lid down. Well, he says KTLD. And I hope to meet you one day. Paul Hearn from Chesterfield, Virginia. Well,
keep
of course.
Keep the lid down.
Does Paul need to be decanted?
I think he does.
Oh, and you didn't decant Allie Jade either.
Well,
did she ask for decanted?
All right. So I'm going to do this properly. That was for Paul. I think Todd Cochran needs to be decanted.
You've been decanted.
And did I miss that on the note? Oh, I'm sorry. Allie Jade, there you go.
You've been decanted.
You're a little sharper on No Agenda. Just saying.
Well, someone else does the spreadsheet there and the spreadsheet's better.
Oh, okay.
So I'm getting, it gives me mad respect for Jay because it's a lot of work doing these spreadsheets and getting everything just right.
Yeah.
33,015, the one and only comic strip blogger. And he also says, howdy, love birds. There's a theme here.
Yeah.
People think we're in love. We are the love birds. Cheers me again. Since you stopped drinking, I'm not drinking that much. Let me fill this up for a second.
Oh, you mean during the show? Oh, God. Did you get your shirt?
Did I? No, I think I only got the glass in my hand.
Oh, man. You came in like a bull in a china shop on that one.
This is what, I don't have you anymore. You're not taking care of me. You don't love me.
Oh, baby, I make you beef, man.
Yeah, you do. You make me good beef. Wait a minute. I'm the one that makes the beef. I cook all the beef.
I plan the menu.
The other night, whatever it was, you were joking around like, well, I'm just not going to cook for you anymore. And you said, oh, wait a minute. You do all the cooking.
No, you do all the grilling.
Well, what else is there to eat?
Oh, this is true.
And I said, hey, I can stab a potato 5 times and throw it in the microwave, okay?
I made you salad today.
You did. And rice. Was this a repentance? I figured that was. Anyway, howdy, love birds, says CSB. I'd like to recommend the YouTube channel of Konstantin Samoylov, a devout believer in God. Well, check this out.
Oh.
Due to his opposition to the war on Ukraine, Konstantin fled from Russia to Uzbekistan with his second wife, children, and parents, ensuring freedom to voice his opinions compared to those in Russia. He was married with children to a native-born American lady and lived in the USA, so his Americanish is bueno. Check out his channel at youtube.com/insiderrussia.
Okay.
Yo. Wow. All right. A devout believer.
There you go.
Thank you. And I'll put that in the show notes. Thank you, CSB. Then we have Vincent Farrell. This is his last, he had a subscription, yes. 555,
yeah.
And he's converting to Fountain.
Oh.
He says, can I stop the PayPal yes. subscription? Yeah. I want to move to Fountain, want to see your stats. So
nice.
We're looking forward to that. Then, what is this? 15,000 Satoshis from Julie Loftsgarden.
Oh.
Loftsgarden with AA Garden. Happy belated birthday, Adam. Glad it was such a lovely day.
Oh, is that in quotes?
Yes, lovely. It is. Yes, it is. Told Tina already, but a light, non-fancy olive oil is totally fine in cakes and other recipes. Oh. No vegetable oil. Remember, they are trying to kill us. Speaking of, I need to get with you guys soon about getting K&C cattle. Peace of Christ. Love from Julie.
Yeah, I sent her, Annette gifted me with this beautiful book called Prayers That Avail Much. And it's got all kinds of prayers for different kinds of circumstances. And I sent that same exact book to Julie.
I've been
Julie.
Looking in that book. That's a cool
it's
book.
A great
What's it called
book.
Again?
Prayers That Avail Much. And since Jimmy's been going through the Lord's Prayer, they have sections on the Lord's Prayer verse by verse. So I've been following along with that book with his.
Yeah, friends. I had to call him the other day.
Oh, you did?
I
know you did. I know.
Because I saw his the message. We listened to both of them.
It, yeah.
And it's about the Lord's Prayer, and he's breaking that down.
BridgeFBG.
Mm-hmm. Is that what BridgeFBG?
BridgeFBG.com.
No, that's the Bridge Church in Fredericksburg on YouTube, or get it from their website.
Yeah.
This is going to be a short series because the Lord's Prayer is pretty short, but man, he's breaking it down
good.
And what a useful prayer this is.
So good.
Yes. I had to call him and say, wow, you blew me away with
I
that.
I know.
We have, let's see, In the Evening Cork Soakers.
In the evening!
Here are some of my sats for your effort. This is 11,000 sats. Groetjes van Sylvester uit Reading, UK. So Sylvester from Reading, UK. Yes, a Dutch expat trapped in a Brexit world.
Oh, goodness.
And says, please decant me. Oh. All right, there's someone asking for it. Yes, probably.
And decanted.
Hello, Sylvester.
Welcome. Welcome to Vineyard
Welcome
Nation.
Welcome to Vineyard Nation. 3333 from Nick Amis. Belated happy birthday, Podfather. Thank you. Then we have 1008 from a user number with a 54379. You should change that. Adam, let the keeper know you can substitute melted butter for oil.
Oh.
It will improve the flavor. I love that. We have JV Maxwell with a mini striper boost, 777. I'll get a little mini striper for that.
In the evening.
It's just jingle after jingle.
Nice.
As longtime Adam listener, it's been awesome to hear him come to faith and then live it out day to day. Breaking my boost cherry with the Podfather seems appropriate. Thank you both for the show. 500 from RGBTC. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Yes.
That's so true. So true. The Raffy Taffy. 500 with a Dutch. We've got the Dutch people checking.
Nice.
Wat er ook gebeurt, altijd blijf lachen.
I am going to be in the tabloids.
Yes.
All the Dutch people are listening.
So this is translated. No matter what happens, keep laughing.
Oh.
500 from ROB with no notes, and 500 from another user number with 8934. I'm thinking that it might actually be possible for things to work out sometimes. Definitely not everything, and maybe not the way you imagine, but sometimes when you least expect it, life surprises you.
Yeah.
So that's true. Mm-hmm. And then a final one, 100 sats from In the Morning. And what a fantastic showing.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to
our hearts are so full.
This is why you want to do a podcast, is that people are sending you value back. And it doesn't really matter what the amounts are. It's that people are doing something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A book or some Satoshis.
Art or like the mix,
art,
like Brian
I mean, all
and
these,
TJ
or,
did.
Yes, little yeah. shorter boys, but otherwise, great. I love those guys. They do make me laugh.
I do too.
Thank you so very much.
Yes.
At currythekeeper.com, we have a donate page and you can see exactly how you can send value back to the show, the
yes.
Curry and the Keeper, also known as the Keeper Show.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeper Show.
I'm the talent.
So I'm sure you have a couple more things.
I just have a
yeah,
couple more I'm things. Sure. So we're talking.
Can I just stop you for a second?
Yes, baby.
I love you so much.
Aw, I love you too.
I mean,
you having a love attack?
A little love. I kissed you today. You're like, what was that for? I'm like, just a love attack.
You're like, you don't have them anymore. That's what she said to me.
You're like, yes, I do.
Isn't that true? Speaking of love attack,
I can't believe my luck. I'm sitting here doing a podcast with the woman I love. That's cool.
I can't believe I'm doing a podcast, period.
Good point.
No, we were talking the other day. I was talking about how when I was in high school and how, no, I was talking about, we were talking, I don't know how we got on this topic. Oh, because I'm writing in my book for Ellen.
Yes, for your daughter.
And I was talking about my working in Chicago and how my very first job, how at the time nobody wore sneakers. And I wore heels and I had to walk like a mile.
Candies.
I said, I used to wear Candies shoes. Everybody who's in the 80s knows Candies. If you know
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. And they like slip on your feet. And I said to Adam, I said, yeah, I had to wear these shoes and walk. And you looked at me and you go, I just had my limo drop me off.
Right in front, brother. And then I made people lay down on the ground so I could walk over them and not get my feet wet. Yes.
With your fur with coat
my
on. Fur,
with, that's right. With my rabbit fur brother. Leather coat. Yeah, you bet. Brother. Good times.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought that was funny. And the last thing I wanted to bring up was we were talking about how we wake each other up in the morning.
Yes.
Yes, because the way you wake me up is very different than the way I wake you up.
Oh, okay.
So we had to get up early yesterday because we had to get ready to go to the city council meeting and then to drop Phoebe off first. So we had to get up early.
How did you wake me up, darling?
I got up and I took a shower and Adam's still in bed and I come in the room. I go, I think you need to get up right now. And you go, I do not wake you up that way. I go, good morning, darling.
Would you like, here's your coffee.
Would you like
No, here's your coffee. It's already ready next to your bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like.
It's okay.
It's time for you to get up.
We're just different morning people.
Yeah. You're much better though. Cause when we were first living together, I couldn't talk to you until you had coffee in you and you had the sleep out of your eyes. Cause you were not having it. Now you pop up. First off, you're reading scripture in bed for, I don't know, an hour before you get up. And then you get up and you're still reading it at the counter. And then you're just, you're lively now.
I do not touch.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Well, that is the first thing we say to each other. Yes. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Spirit.
Yes,
no matter what, that's the first thing we say. And yeah, I'm 85% successful at not reading anything. I mean, sometimes my daughter will text, if there's a text message, I'll take a look at it. But it's so wonderful to just slide into the day. And Jesus Calling, which is the devotional book.
Yeah, Peggy Leiden got us that.
I'm almost all the way through. I think I've been through it almost all the way.
Yeah.
When did she get that for us? It was been a year ago.
It's coming about up a on year.
And it's always kind of the same thing. It has, I've figured out the theme, but of course they have different scripture to read, which they don't have, they have the references, but the scripture, you can actually read it in the app.
Yeah.
But it's always like, who do you think you are? You don't plan this day.
Yeah.
Why are you worrying about stuff? You have nothing to worry about.
Exactly.
The Lord's got you. The Lord has it planned out. Yeah. Don't even think you can. And it really works for me. And then of course it's funny when you're like, and we're going to go through this and do this. And the Lord is clearly possessing my wife. she is the one that determines what we're going to do today.
Oh, sorry.
And I wouldn't have it any other way, my darling.
Babe.
I love you so much.
I love
much.
You too. Great show.
And I look forward to doing it again next week.
Yes, we're not taking any more time off.
Nope. We'll see you then. Join us, please.
Curry and the Keeper.